What's up, people? The Lightning and the Stars took the ice to battle for the last two games. They had a home-and-home over the last 3 days, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the upcoming games and a whole lot more. It's me and Weldon tonight. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show.
How are you?
I'm fan-friggin-tastic. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Long day of doing photography.
Well, thank you for coming on to the show.
Not a problem. So, what do you want to talk about?
We had two games in three nights, right?
Yeah. We had a busy little schedule there for just a bit.
Dude, I could not do that. First off, before we start discussing those games, that would make my head spin.
Oh, wait till it's, five games in, seven nights or something like that. And, it gets rough.
They shellacked the Lightning 8-1. Took a day off, came back, and got shut out. Did they pour all their energy into the first game against the Lightning, or what happened?
The Lightning played better. it was not for lack of effort. I mean, I don't know if you watched the game, if you watched all of it. It wasn't like other games that I've seen the Stars play where, they kind of sit back and they halfway skate and they get a couple of shots on net. No, this was a good contested game. I mean, Vasilevskiy was embarrassed. As long as I've followed that guy, I don't think I've ever seen him get beat up that bad.
That was pretty brutal.
That was kind of like the night that, that Jake kind of got lit up, where he couldn't stop a beach ball. And, when Vasilevskiy's on his game, the whole team can be playing crappy and he'll steal the game. Plain and simple. I mean, he's that good. I mean, that's why he's won the Vezina,
That's true.
They had some good shots. I mean, Sagan and Duchesne had three amazing combos between the two of them, and they just couldn't elevate it high enough to get it over his pads. So this one I wouldn't say, and I've seen the write-ups from Haika and some of the other ones, they got struck four times by the Lightning and kind of running the team down. And no, this was not a lack of effort game. This is just, they ran into Vasilevskiy. Thank God we don't play him all the time. So,
yeah.
I
couldn't even imagine the Stars being in that division, dude. Oh, my.
Well, the sad thing is, as I mean, Tampa's kind of one of the weak teams in that division right now. You know, they're a mid-pack team. You know, they're not a hot team right now.
Nah, they'll heat up again. They usually do.
So, you know, it's just, you know, one of those deals. But I mean, everything that they did Saturday afternoon just worked out for them. You know, every single thing that they did worked out perfectly. So,
Yeah, and you can't really get that kind of luck all the time, so.
yeah. You know, I mean, I think they, you know, they played well. They couldn't get anything by him. You know, when they finally did get a power play, you know, they even like Razor was saying, they're not getting the power plays that they should. So, you know, yeah, the power play is fresh because they're not getting, you know, overworked, but they're not getting a lot of game time practice on it, you know, because they just can't get a power play.
That's crazy. We've talked about the officiating, you and I, before too.
Yeah. I mean,
And
and
to make you go,
I mean, I like when they let them play. I don't like the, oh, he touched him on the hands. Let's call him for slashing. You know, I'm more for, okay, if he did it, then penalize him for it.
Yeah.
But if it's just a little ticky tacky, you know, oh, you know, clip on the hands or, you know, something like that. No, I don't need a penalty every 5 minutes, you know, to make the game exciting. Because all
Yeah.
that does is it slows it down. It really does.
You're right.
So,
Gotta have, if you're gonna call penalties too, you need to call it the same way.
yeah. You got to
Both
call it
teams.
both ways.
Yeah. That's my pet peeve. Like, I don't care about the penalties. Much like you, I really don't care. You know, if one's called, then it needs to be called the rest of the game for both teams that exact way.
Yeah.
And that bugs me to no end if it is not called that way. And yeah, I mean that's my only gripe. It really is. I knew that when Tampa played them the second time, I knew something was gonna happen. And I think it I kind of laughed about it on social media, which you caught up to
Yeah.
and commented on. I was just like, yeah, well, I kind of saw that coming.
Yeah.
You
Yeah,
know, they've got.
it's just a bad deal that, you know, I don't like refs getting involved in games unless it's absolutely necessary. You know, let the players play. Now, if it gets out of hand and players are taking liberties on each other, yeah, then you shut it down. But, you know, some of these were, I mean, what was there? Two for Tampa last night, one for Dallas, I think it was.
That's it?
I
Holy
don't
cow.
think it was that many. Let me look it up right quick. I don't recall it being that many, you know, power plays. So,
Man, they were just playing like pond hockey then. Holy cow.
yeah.
Kind of refreshing in
So,
that regard.
Lindell got, yeah. So they got two power plays, one on Dellandrea and one on Lindell. And two, so it's two aside, you know. So that, I mean, that's fair. I don't remember what, what Stamkos and Braden points were. But I mean, one of them was a power play for 6 seconds. You know.
Seconds.
You know. Because one of them, because remember it was early in the game and I think it was Tampa got a power play. And then I don't remember if it was Stamkos or Point got a penalty, so they had a Tampa had a 6 second power play.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So, you know, but I mean, I'm not always going to scream it's always the refs or anything. I mean, I think they played hard last night. They looked like they were playing hard. They looked like they were getting shots on net. I mean, you know, I think what they have 11 or 12 shots in the first period. I don't remember what they were afterwards.
Dang, really?
So
I didn't actually check into the game until late. I had other stuff I had going on, and you know, not only that, the app wasn't working. Go figure. So
yeah,
I missed a lot of the game, and I checked in, and it was like 3-0 or something.
Yeah,
some mess. I said, okay, yeah, no, this game's over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even when it was 2-0, I mean, they were still getting quality looks, you know. So
you got to park a bus or a tank in front of that.
And that's what it was. I mean, they were getting, you know, Pavs was getting down, you know, in front of the net, and he, you know, so, but he just, they couldn't get anything by Vasilevskiy, you know.
Yeesh.
You know, and even the one goal that, what was it, Cicerelli got, there was no way Jake was going to stop that one because him and Pavs were battling in front of the net. And it was either Pavs was going to get a stick on it or Cicerelli was going to get a stick. And, you know, he managed to chop it over, you know, and slid right through the five hole on Jake, you know, while he's trying to, you know, square up to it. So, you know,
oh,
he didn't take any, as I would say, you know, bad, you know, no one broke in on him and it'd be like, oh, you should have had that, you know. They were all, you know, they were all good quality shots, you know. So.
Well, that's good. What positive from Tampa Bay can we carry into Florida tomorrow?
They just got to continue to skate hard, you know. And I don't, you know, and like I said, I've, you know, read some of the people's things that, oh, you know, they're skating like crap or, you know, they're, you know, it's the whole, oh, this team has no heart and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, they just, you know, they just pounded them 8-1, you know, still haven't lost more than, I think, 2 games in a row. I'm correct. You know,
that's wild.
So, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not going to get too upset that they lost 4-0. I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know,
it was bound to happen. They select Tampa Bay 8-1.
Yeah. And last night was a big night in Tampa because it was Hedman's 1,000th game, you know, which that's so hard to believe that he's been around for 1,000 games now, you know.
That is crazy.
But, you know, so it was, you know, it was a big night for them. It's, you know, kind of like when we've had our big nights here, you know. You know, other than the Zuboff night, I think we've done pretty well on, you know, our special nights and stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, you almost think that, or maybe not you, but I almost think that, like, a special night almost equals a win, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You hope so.
Yeah, you hope so. There was one that the Stars tried to do. I can't remember what it was. Was it Madonna? It was something that I thought was going to be real big, and it blew up in their face.
Well, the Zuboff night blew up in their face because I think got beat like 4-5-1 or something like that. I mean, they just looked bad.
That's the one. Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. I mean, at least there's not going to be one that I know of anyway against Florida. And when you look at Florida, dude, these two teams are almost mirror images of each other. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
14-6-3 for the Stars, 14-8-2 for the Panthers. Are you kidding me? Dude, they are mirror images. Second in the Central, second in Atlantic. 17.5 on the power play for Florida. And Dallas is 22.1. Okay. So that's where there's a little difference. This is going to be another tight game.
Yeah, I think this is. I think this will be a tight game.
That's crazy. And then, according to this, Duchesne, Robertson, and Rupe Hintz are going to be players to watch because they both have, or all three have, at least 2 points against the Panthers in their last whatever amount of games. Let's see. Rupe Hintz has posted 3 goals in his last 3 games against the Panthers. Duchesne has 2 goals in his last 2 games against the Panthers.
Okay.
And then Robertson has tallied 8 goals and 11 points in his last 8 games against the Panthers. So, wow. So the top line looks like it's going to be a factor, as is Matt Duchesne. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I mean, Duchesne is, he's becoming a factor anytime him and Sagan are on the ice.
True.
You know, those, I mean, those guys are just clicking, you know, and they were talking about it the other night that, you know, this is becoming almost as good, if not better, than the Avenger line.
Oh,
you know, because I mean, if you look at it, we've got 3 solid lines that can score, because there's not a ton of difference between top player and, you know, the top nine of, you know, of all those players, you know.
That's nuts.
Because you've got Robertson, Robo, Pavs, you know, just, you know, doing their thing. And then you've got Jamie and Wyatt, and then Sagan and Duchesne, you know. So,
what are you thinking about Duchesne now? Like, are you liking him? Is he a surprise to you?
I like it. I mean, he's always been one of the guys I enjoyed watching, even from the time that he, you know, he got drafted into Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, I think he kind of got a crap deal when he went to, what was it, Ottawa? And then, you know, he played well in Nashville. You know, I think he burned us several times when he played in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's a talented player. I hope when it comes time to, you know, to do a re-sign, I hope he gives a friendly deal, you know, kind of like Pavs is doing. And, you know, because he said it's not about the money anymore, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, considering he's making $10 million this year, I'm sorry, I could live on $10 million for the rest of my life. And live very comfortably, you know, as I think most of us could.
Right.
You know, so
that would at least pay off your house and your bills. I mean, what next?
That could pay a lot of things off and never have to worry about it again. You know,
$10 million, that dude could play here for free if he wanted to. Yeah. Holy moly.
Well, I mean, you figure he's playing for us for $3 million, you know. So
it's like bargain basement type.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah. And he's putting up numbers like he should be paid pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's still putting up numbers that he, you know, he's going to be easily be able to command probably between $4 and $7 million. I mean, granted, his age is going to, you know, kind of factor into things. But, I mean, everybody said that when Pavs first came here, oh, he's too old. He's washed up. Look at his numbers in, you know, in San Jose. They haven't been that great, you know. And now you talk to anybody in the stands, they can't live without Pavs on the ice.
Right.
You know. And I think he's going to be, what, 40 in July?
Mm-hmm.
So,
That's you crazy. Know?
I mean, I would keep signing the man to 1 year deals if he'll stay with it. You know,
amen to that.
You know,
keep him till he's Jaromir Jagr's age. Oh, holy cow!
You know, as long as he's still producing, because he's producing in smart ways. He's not out skating guys. He's not in there beating and banging in the corners and, you know, and abusing himself. You know, he's a smart player. You know, he's and if you think about it, Jamie has kind of done the same thing. Jamie's not as physical as he used to be.
Right. You
know? So he's playing smarter, you know, and he's still producing.
Mm-hmm. So, that's true.
You know, they're, you know, smarter, not harder, you know.
Yep.
You don't abuse your body. You don't get beat up. You don't take that risk of injury, you know, unless you run into Matt Dumba on the ice and get knocked out, you know. So, you know.
That image just replayed in my head from last season. Thank you.
So, you know, it's just, I think he could play another few years for us, you know, as long as he continues to, you know, give friendly deals. I've got no problem with him. So
that's my thing. Like, I know we're not even close to that time yet, but I really like the way this team is heading, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it. Oh, like, something about this team feels like it could be big. You know?
Oh my God. Do you like the way our team is right now?
I like where our team is at. Hey, hey.
Mr. Nil. Oh my God.
I did. And that statement drives me nuts too. But no, I'd love to have him on this show and just talk to him as much as I could, or, you know, sidebar or some kind. I want to know what it's like, man. That's so crazy what he can pull off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a very talented, smart man. You know, he's got some really, really good people working around him. You know, so.
Which leads me to believe that he ain't going to take all the credit. He's going to give it to his other people, too.
No. And I mean, and even when he does decide to step away, I think the guy that's making and helping make the contracts right now, mm-hmm. I think that's going to be our next GM. I think Janko is going to be the next GM.
That's wild.
You know, because he, for the amount of time that he's worked with and under Jim Neal, you know, he's being taught the business the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So
kind of like how people learn around Joe Pavelski. They're being taught the right way.
Yeah. Crazy. You know, and that's, you know, that's just the way you've got to learn it. And, you know, as much as I want the, you know, the two kids that are tearing it up down in Cedar Park right now up here, I don't want to mess with the chemistry of the team right now.
Right. I see your point.
You know,
it's like a puzzle,
you know, because if you looked at bringing them up, who gets jockeyed around? Because you're not going to be able to keep them on the same line together. You know,
true.
So it's like, where would they go? Where would they fit? You know, so because you're not going to bring those two talented of kids up and go, okay, you're going to play on the third line. You know, you're going to go play with Foxar. You're going to go play with Smith or Steele or, you know, something like that. You know, they've got to have their own little, you know, young hotshot to work with, you know, which possibly could be Wyatt when, you know, when those two kids come up. You know, I say kids because, you know, and Wyatt's the same age as both of those guys, you know.
So, that is crazy.
You know, the Stars' future is very, very bright. So,
got to grab us some shades.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to, you know. As long as our goalie stays healthy, You know, and somebody the other night, I was on Facebook and I was talking to back and forth with somebody about this, and they're like, oh, you know, how long do we hold on to Wedgwood? And I'm like, I think this would probably be Wedgwood's last year. I said, because if the guys down in Cedar Park are playing that good, I said, I think you have a rookie goaltender come up next year. You know, whether it be Murray or Thompson or, you know, or whoever, and start learning the ropes. So.
Yikes.
But, so it'll be interesting.
Yes, sir. It will indeed.
You know.
Crazy how much talent this team has.
Yeah.
And you have guys like Bork and Stankov and just waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
Like, just come on. Let's go. Patiently waiting.
Yep. Well, I think right now, I don't remember where I read it, that they were the two leading the AHL in scoring right now.
Oh, no. That is... Wow. It's shocking, but it's not.
Yeah.
That's, like, something I would have hoped wouldn't happen, you know, because that would tell me they need to be brought up pretty soon.
Yeah.
But, uh-oh. Could you bring them up? Well, I mean, this is kind of a stupid, like, football mentality, but could you bring them up maybe to give somebody a rest towards the end of the season? Like, if they're banged up or something, you think?
Well, if they're banged up, but the thing is, we've got to have the cap space.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So you'd still have to work on getting a contract out of there.
Yeah.
Or two or whatever.
I'll take that back. They are tied. Logan Stankoven leads the league in scoring. 14 goals, 12 assists for 26 points. And Bork has 7 goals and 19 assists in 19 games.
Holy cow.
So you can see right there, one of them's the setup man, the other one's the finisher.
Yeah.
So.
That's crazy. Well, I wonder who goes and how they get brought up.
It's going to have to be somebody getting hurt. You know, they're not going to just bring them up just to bring them up.
I was thinking permanently, not when somebody gets hurt.
Well, then someone has to go.
Yeah. I've always thought about those two. I know there's a lot of hype surrounding them, obviously. It's well worth it because they're leading and tying and or tied in scoring.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. If I was somebody like Smith or, you know, Steele, one of those two.
Yeah, that's who I look for it to be. I look for one of those two guys to be used as trade bait. You know,
you got to believe that if they keep going at that pace, something's going to happen this year.
Yeah.
That would be kind of stupid to keep them down there if they're rocking it that way. It really would.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not always a given that, you know, that they're going to come up here and light it up, you know.
True.
You know, it took Roppe a couple of times of going back and forth. Before he finally got it in his head that, you know, okay, this is the way I have to play all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, and then you look at, who was it? Dickinson, you know, he scored really well down there. And then he got up here and he was, yeah, just kind of mediocre, you know. You know, he had his flashes of, you know, of scoring and everything, but, you know, nothing like what he was down there.
I had a lot of hope for him too.
I did too. I mean, I really, really liked his play and, you know, and everything. And then of course he was just a really nice guy, and his wife was really, really nice. We sat and talked to her one day at practice for like 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Just because she was sitting there with her, well, their German Shepherd, and we started talking about dogs, and I'm like, who are you here watching? And she's like, oh, I'm here watching my husband practice. And I'm like, who are you married to? You know? So, and she told us, and I was like, oh, cool. You know, I said, yeah, I said, yeah, I said, you know, Jason's a really nice guy. And I said, he's one of the, you know, players that we like to watch. I said, he's really nice. He comes out and talks to fans and everything. And so she's like, yeah, she said, he's very appreciative of what he has. So, you know, which that's good. That's nice to hear young players say that, you know, because they, I mean, you know that they've got to know that it can be taken away in an instant, you know, a bad hit or a bad injury or something like that, and your career's done. So, you know, it's nice to hear that, you know, he's appreciative of what he has.
So, right. You don't even hear that from the other players at all.
Yeah.
Really? Like,
you know, unless they're a superstar, you know, most of the time you never hear that. So
crazy. But. So other than Florida, man, we've got a couple other games that look to be really interesting. What are you feeling on them? Anything? Should we be concerned about Florida in your eyes?
Florida's going to be tough, you know, because they've beat some good teams. So, you know, Florida, I would worry about a little bit, you know, if they're not on their game, you know, they could very well take an L on this one, you know, because Bobrovsky gets hot, you know, he's another one that we've had problems with.
Uh-huh.
You know, from his time in Columbus, you know.
Of all places.
Yeah. Well, that's when Columbus was still, you know, kind of worth a crap.
Oh.
You know.
Isn't it kind of funny how they've had a little bumpy road, though?
Yeah. Now, hell, now a D1 college could beat Columbus.
Oh, you mean the Coyotes?
Oh, no, I was thinking more like, you know, Michigan or something like that.
Oh, okay. I stand correct.
So.
Dang. Yikes. I'm frozen. Uh-oh. There we go. That was creepy. This says players to watch. Joe Pavelski was held off the scoreboard for the first time in 9 games Monday night against the Lightning. Prior to Monday's game, Pavelski logged 12 points, 6-6 in 9 games, including a 3-point performance, 1-2 against the Lightning on Saturday.
Yeah.
23 games into the season, Pavelski has been held off the score sheet only 6 times and leads Dallas with 11 goals and 24 points.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he's going to have a breakout game again and remind everybody just who he is.
He could. I'm
tongue-tied. I'd like to see that because we were just talking about that. Like, he's showing no signs of slowing down.
No. No, he's definitely not showing any signs of slowing down. I think he could easily have a, you know, a breakout game and you know, and do some good things.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited. That might be why I'm getting tongue-tied so quick or so bad. Because I did miss that last little bit, or the first little bit, I guess, of the last Tampa Bay game. And it's just like, I can't believe I missed it, but I had to. And You know, I looked at the 4-0 score. I laughed at it, knew it was coming. But at the same time, I'm going, oh, crap.
Yeah.
What does that mean for Florida? I'm always going to be that mindset. Oh, crap. Here we go.
Yeah.
But look at this. Active streaks versus opponents. Essa Lindell has 1-2 and 3 games played. Robertson has 2-1, 3 and 2 games played. Jamie Benn is 1-2, which is obviously 3 and 2 games played. Hey, I can math. Delandria has 3 points and 2 games played.
That's that college education for you.
I know, right?
And you had to add.
I'm so proud. Just don't get me in a freaking X and Y and I'm good.
Yeah, the alphabet the alphabet needs to stay out of numbers.
And this is why I love having you on this show right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm thinking maybe Duchesne and Johnston might factor into this.
It could. They very well could.
Ooh. What if they just light them up for another, like, 6-goal start or whatever it was versus Tampa in the first period? What was that? Was it 4?
Yeah, something like that.
Dude, that's how you shut down Florida right there. Just come out guns blazing.
Yeah.
I genuinely thought against Tampa Bay that first game that they were going to put up 10.
Yeah, the way that they were playing. And even in, I mean, granted, in the third period, I think they backed off, you know, because, you know, they seemed like they started playing a little more, dump the puck in, y'all come through us, you know, and which that kind of play always scares the crap out of me,
mm-hmm.
especially Same. with the firepower that they have, you know, they can score in bunches just like we can, you know, so.
Barkov and all those guys. Yeah. Oh yeah. Ekblad.
Yeah, so, you know, and they've got their defense back now, so you know, because they were missing some people there for a little while.
Yeah, I haven't figured out who's in net for Florida for tomorrow, but now that you got me thinking about Bobrovsky,
yeah,
I'm a little worried.
Not even sure who they're. I'm not sure who their backup is.
I don't remember. Yes, preparation is key, ladies and gentlemen. I know, but
I don't know if. No, we've beat this guy quite a bit, Anthony Stolarz, the old Corpus Christi Ice Ray.
Oh, he's from Corpus Christi, no joke.
Yeah. He played for the Ice Rays.
That's awesome. And then Minnesota?
He's Philadelphia, Edmonton, Philly, Anaheim, Florida. He was drafted by Philly. He was drafted second round.
So, and he's been around. Jeez.
Yeah, he's been around 7 years now. Man. And he's a big boy too. He's 6'6", 243 pounds. You know, American born goalie. So,
with a name like Stolarz, that's American? Are you serious?
Yeah. He's from Edson, New Jersey. So, you know, there's some Italian in him or, you know, something.
Not going to go into what I was thinking just then.
Yeah, he's part of the mafia. I know you wanted to say it.
Are you in my head?
What's funny is one of the guys that I used to hang out with down in Corpus when we'd go to the Ice Ray games,
mm-hmm.
that was his billet family.
Oh, no joke.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I asked him not long ago when he was here in Dallas, and I was like, you know, I said, have you heard from him lately? And he's like, I haven't heard from him in probably 4 years. And I was like, wow.
Oh.
He's like, he doesn't call us. We don't, you know, reach out to him too much anymore. You know, he said he reached out to him a couple of times, you know, to go watch him play or, you know, or something like that. And he said, but, you know, after about 5 years, he said, we don't reach out to him anymore. So, you know, we don't want to, he said, we don't want to seem like we're just bugging him for tickets or, you know, or something like that. So, but
that sucks because, you know, what if it's the other way around? You know, you're the guy that wants them to realize that they're not forgotten, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a better way I could have said that, and I'm kind of at a loss for words, but, you know, he should reach out to them because they did that. That sucks.
So
I do get it, though. You get busy, life goes on, whatever. Yeah. So, I mean, Stolar sounds like the guy that we need to have in their net.
Could be. I don't know. So
just off of all that, I would rather have Stolar as a net for them than Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky.
That man can win a game all on his own.
Yeah. I mean, he can be, he can be dangerous. So
how many times have we seen Bobrovsky against Robertson, Otter?
I don't know. Probably a handful of times, you know.
That's something we'll find out probably tomorrow during the game.
Yeah.
That has me kind of curious. Like, I wonder how they stack up. Records and such compared to each other. Interesting.
Well, and it makes me wonder if, you know, if they'll use Otter tomorrow night or if they'll go Wedgwood and use Otter on the second half of a back-to-back. Because, you know they're going to want Otter to start against Vegas on Saturday.
Yeah.
Or do you go Otter tomorrow night, Wedgwood against Washington, and then that gives Otter 2 days off to go against Vegas again.
Mm.
Decisions, you know, like we've said before, would hate to be the coach, you know.
I'd hate to be anybody in charge of that. My gosh. Anybody. Well, I mean, okay, so Washington's going to be a pretty big win, I would say, if they can pull it off. Because then you could carry that momentum into Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But the goalie play doesn't necessarily revolve around team play, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Like, we do have some goalies that can steal the game, I believe. So, but I mean, like, for Wedgwood, I would hope and I would think they play the same way they do with Ottinger, you know, just give it their all, really.
Well, it seems like they've started to play that way a little more, that they're more trusting in him.
Mm-hmm.
So, at times they, when he first got here, that they would almost overplay to protect him.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was about to say. I almost feel like When he first got here, they felt like they had to babysit him.
Yeah.
Overplay to protect him, like you just said, and then the chips fall wherever they will.
Yeah.
And the other night, who was it he played against? They beat him 4-1.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a major blank, and I was just going to mention that, you know, you get games like that from Wedgwood, too.
Oh, yeah.
New York.
No, it was, we beat New York.
Mm-hmm. He was in net for them, too. I think.
Yeah.
That was the game that actually shocked me. That's why, I mean, I couldn't remember exactly what team it was, but I knew it was a big market team like that.
Yeah.
Because New York, when I think of New York, I think of the time that Kreider kind of got dirty and, you know, Bishop was in net, I believe.
Yeah.
And somebody bowled into him or something.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah,
the New York game is when they won 6-3.
Oh, it was. Okay. That wasn't. Who was it?
But Wedgwood was in net that night.
Maybe that was it then. He just caught me off guard with how he played in one of those games. I can't remember which one it is now. One of them was New York, but it was just like, okay, he has it in him.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm one of those guys that, you know, if you can trade Wedgwood to bring up Matt Murray, go for it, honestly. But, I mean, oh.
Never mind.
Oh,
forgot you're not in this feed. Can you see it?
No.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be Dallas Stars related, so I jumped on it. Nope. Well, I don't know, man. They got to play carefully though against Florida because Washington and then Vegas coming up. Yikes.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they're going to have to play solid defense and then still play with the defense jumping up into the play. I mean, Harley has been amazing so far this year. He has really surprised me, you know, because when he was here at the beginning of last season in preseason, I was like, ah, okay, this kid's okay. You know, he can skate and everything, but his first pass would always seem like it would get picked off or, you know, blocked or something, you know, and now he's kind of he's corrected those mistakes. And is playing solid. Now he's jumping up into the play, you know. So
yeah.
And he's doing it like a former Dallas Stars goaltender that everybody griped about, you know. Now, granted, he's a little bigger and a little more solid. So, you know, he can definitely lay the body with, you know, with some of our big forwards. So,
I feel like that's what we need. We need more hitting.
Well, I mean, our hitting is, I mean, we're hitting this year. I mean, guys are finishing their checks. I just don't want guys to go hit just to go hit and then
get out
of place and, you know, get burned.
Right. They're going to have to do something different, though, against Vegas because what is that? Two games with them already, two overtime losses.
Yeah.
Like, this next stretch, next three games, going to be huge.
So.
And, you know, I say they're going to be huge because of the way the team is going anyway.
Yeah.
Like, there's been years past where it's just like, okay, we got three games. If they lose three, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But I feel like if they can get these next three, it's going to build up to something and they might actually go nuts. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, I mean, Florida just, how do you beat them?
Straight on outplay them. You know, we've beaten Florida before. I mean, we've beaten them with Tkachuk there.
Yeah, we have.
So,
I just read the stat on it too, and then I closed out the window.
We've made Tkachuk cry, so you know.
Yeah,
that's always a good thing. You
Okay, Weldon's not going to let him live that down.
Oh, no. I will never delete those screenshots of, you know, of him with his head in his hands and trying to pull his hair out, and, you know, those were just classic.
So that might be how you beat Florida right there. You just got to rile him up just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you start playing him physical, you know, and you're beating and banging on him, he turtles up. You know, he won't fight. He won't fight Jamie. He won't fight Delandria, you know.
This is Keith Kachuk's kid.
Yeah. Now, Brady, on the other hand, Brady's the more nasty. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're both douchebag players. I don't like either one of them, but, yeah.
Brings back childhood memories.
Oh, yeah.
Never did like their dad either.
No, I never was a huge Kachuk fan. I mean, I love what they did for the game in St. Louis. I mean, because they did bring a lot of people into, you know, a lot of American talent, and, you know, starting, you know, getting the youth in behind in USA Hockey out of St. Louis, you know.
Yeah.
So they did some good things for the, you know, for the future of the game. So.
Yeah. Ugh, Kachuk.
But
that
should be very interesting.
Well, we can hope. I'm a little nervous after 4-0, but, you know.
Oh, you never know. I mean, they, you know, Stars could come out pissed off, like, you know, how the Lightning were after getting embarrassed. You know, that's
true.
That's only our second, second shutout that we've had. First one was Vancouver.
Yeah.
So.
Do you feel like they're the same bipolar team we've had for the last handful of years? Like, where they play inconsistent and that's the only thing consistent about them? Or do you think they're getting rid of that?
I think they're getting rid of that. I don't think they're the bipolar team that we used to have.
Hmm. It's hard for me to get out of that mindset. Like, I don't know what's coming. No, boy, you know?
Yeah.
But Florida, Washington, and Vegas. Three very important games. Well, if you do it right, anyway, could lead to some big momentum heading into Vegas.
Yeah. Well, they've got to get momentum going into Vegas.
Mm-hmm. What of those games are you curious about the most, or most excited about, rather?
Just the defense starting to lock it down again. You know, kind of how they played that first 10 games. You know, I mean, we were really, really tough to play against. You know, they started locking down games. You know. And not necessarily the same way that they used to, you know, to kind of lock them down, where, you know, it's, oh, throw the puck in and, you know, make them skate through us. You know, they were still playing aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I still don't think we've seen the best that the defense can play. So.
Oh, you don't think that.
No, I still don't think that we've.
What?
So.
Yikes. Okay, well, I mean, right here, Florida is. We swept them last year, according to this email. So, I mean, this is a good place to start, you know, locking people down right here.
So what is Florida's power play and penalty kill?
Power play and penalty kill. Florida is power play is 17.5%.
And our
kill is 81.7%. Huh?
What is ours?
Ours is power play 22.1, penalty kill 88.8.
Yeah, because we're still, what, top three penalty kill in the league, right?
Yeah, give or take. So I don't have the exact stats on that one.
Probably at least top five.
So they're right there with us then.
And penalty kill?
If I'm not mistaken, 81.7. Oh, I looked at the wrong line. Never mind.
81 to 88 is pretty big.
Hey, man, you get the point whatever in there somewhere. Then it starts to get dicey to me. Because, like, you can have 88.9 and then somebody else be 88.8. And then, yeah, I don't know. Forget it.
Yeah. That's just saying you're very, very close. So...
And I can't handle numbers to save my life. Yep, that's a fact.
So, you were not a math major?
No, far from it. Communications. Imagine that.
Damn, you would have thought they'd fix that tongue-tied problem.
Right? No, that's just the coffee wearing off. That's what it is. Oh, and yeah, I went into the management part of it too. I took sports management to start off because I was really curious. I wanted to know how a team was run and.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, well, what else you got for me, sir?
Let's see what else we got. Well, we could deviate a little bit.
Oh, as long as it stays on Stars hockey, we're good.
Oh, well, never mind then.
We'll have to deviate off microphone about anything else. We're not going to compare the Stars to the Cowboys, no.
Oh, no, I wouldn't know. There is no comparison. Our guys can skate. Our guys can win playoff games.
But then they can get slapped around by... Never mind.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm afraid of Vegas. I'll probably always be afraid of Vegas at this point.
Well, Vegas has proven to be human. You know, they're not. You know, they're not just running through people anymore. They're getting beat around too. So, you know. Let's see. What are we looking at here? You know, Vegas is only 16-5-5. They've lost 5 overtime games.
That sounds familiar.
You know, so, you know, we're 14-6-3. You know, granted, they've opened their points lead back up on us again. You know, they're back up to 6 points ahead of us.
That sucks.
So,
I mean, we could come close to catching them and win the next.
Well, I mean, the only reason, I mean, hell, Colorado's lost 3 in a row, you know, and, you know, they're only ahead of us by a point. So,
Central Division's going to be a knockdown drag out.
Oh, yeah. Central for like the top. What? 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, 32 points for Colorado, 24 points for Nashville. I mean, a lot of these teams are well within striking distance. You know, Arizona's 4 points out of first place right now in the division. They're at 28. They're on a 5-game winning streak.
Arizona. Old arena-less, hometown-less, yes. Arizona.
They are 13-9. We're 14-6.
That is nuts.
They've got some good players, you know.
Yeah, when you say it like that, I'm kind of pulling for them now. You know, give them a new arena. They're working for it. Look at that.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So
those poor guys playing in a college arena. Oh my gosh.
Well, supposedly today that they made an announcement that they bought land to start an arena. It didn't say where in the article that I read.
Well, that's good.
But it's still in Arizona.
That's good. They should stay there because that's where they wanted to be.
Yeah.
Or that's where Bettman wanted them to be, however you want to look at that. All right. Well, I don't know what else to say, man. I don't have anything.
I think we're good for tonight. We'll see how these next two games go. And, you know, I think, like I said, I think we're going to see. I think we see Otter tomorrow night, and then we see Wedgewood against Washington. And then, Otter versus Vegas on Saturday.
Going to have to touch base on all of those when and if those happen, because that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting weekend. So it's going to be busy weekend for me. So
yes, sir.
At least there's no football in the way for right now. At least, you know, real football.
Real football?
Yeah. Not that that league that's played over there in Arlington.
You know, over there.
The Arlington Cowboys, you know. Since they're technically not in Dallas.
Did you happen to see what I put all over social media when the Rangers won the World Series?
Uh-uh.
I was like, all right, Rangers, they marched right by the stadium in that parade, right? In the Cowboys stadium.
Oh, yeah. I was
like, you know that's got to feel bad.
Well, they kind of just did their block, from what I understand. I didn't get to watch it, but, you know.
They were right by the stadium. I'm picturing Jerry Jones looking out the big old doors going, oh, crap.
Yeah. So, well, you know, at least, the Longhorns showed them how to win a championship in their stadium, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's got to hurt too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Then you think of all those high school kids, you know, showing them how to win a championship, you know, state championship in their arena. Stadium, most of those kids weren't alive when Dallas won their last Super Bowl. Were you alive when they won their last Super Bowl?
Yes, I was. When did they win? 96?
I don't know. Something like that, mid-90s.
I was somewhere in the range of 8 to 11 when they won their
Super Bowl. So you were just a wee little lad there.
Yep, that sucks. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, you're almost 50 now, so.
Hey, no, none of that.
Don't let him lie to you folks. He's really old.
My shoulders feel like they're really old. Stop it.
So, but. So no good football until, you know, come January 1st. And so. See if our Longhorns can, you know, win two more games. So,
did you know they have a hockey team?
They have a club team. I've actually gone to see them play down in, I think it was Cedar Park. We were there for a game, and then A&M and Texas played afterwards. So it's not an NCAA. Organized. It's just guys that play hockey. So,
well, that sucks. We need to grow hockey in Texas.
Yeah. I mean, with the amount of high school kids that we have playing here,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's, I mean, every time that I'm at schools, you know, working with seniors and everything, and you know, and I'm talking to the kids and everything. And I've met two or three kids that play for, you know, these Dallas Elite teams and, you know, or the Dallas Stars Elite or, you know, whatever their names are. And, you know, I met one kid last year at McKinney High School that he was up for, what is it, the draft in the Quebec Major Juniors. I guess they draft their kids or something like that, because that's where he was going to go play this next year and finish his school out.
Wow, that's wild.
So he's like, yeah, he said, I'm hoping to be in the NHL someday, you know, and I was like, hey, you know, wish you the best of luck, you know. I said, I've, you know, done photos of several kids that are playing in college right now. I said, so, you know, hey, maybe one day I'll say, hey, I, you know, took this kid's senior picture, you know.
That's so cool.
Yeah. But, all right. But yeah, hockey's growing in Texas. I mean, and, you know, and the Stars make a point to, you know, when the seasons are finished for the high school kids, they bring in the, you know, the kids and recognize them, you know, the top players in the, you know, in the high school leagues and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And with the amount of rinks that are going up, you know, so, you know, you can only grow the game. I mean, granted, it's more expensive than any ball and stick sport,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I mean, it's becoming comparable to, you know, travel baseball and travel softball and, you know, travel basketball. You know, those sports don't have the equipment that the other one, you know, that hockey does. But, you know, some of these kids that, you know, they travel all over the country during the summertime to go play. I mean, my cousin is now playing it for the Florida Gators as a softball player. And
nice.
She traveled all over the country to tournaments and to college exposure, you know, tournaments and things like that. And that's how she got discovered. So, you know, nowadays it's at least for softball, baseball, things like that. It's not playing for the school anymore. It's not like football. You know, they go play at college exposure tournaments. And I'm sure that's kind of how the hockey is.
Mm-hmm.
They go play up in Minnesota or, you know, Colorado or, you know, wherever. And, you know, get the college coaches to notice them. And, you know, there you go.
That's awesome.
So, but yeah, so, you know, I hope, you know, high school hockey continues to grow like it is, and, you know, and grows the game even more in Texas, and, you know,
so. Yeah, me too. We, when we moved down here from Oklahoma my sophomore year, I found out that the school that I landed at here had a hockey team, and that blew my mind. That's the first time I've ever heard of hockey in high school.
Yeah. Where did you go to high school?
Flower Mound.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They've got, from what it sounds like, a pretty big, you know, following of hockey and everything there.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's crazy. Like, I had no idea.
Yeah. See, like, I work in Mansfield a lot. I know that they have a rink. I haven't ever, you know, asked any kids over there if, you know, if they have, you know, semi-organized teams or if there's, you know, select teams playing out of Mansfield. I'm sure they do to, you know, to get their own hockey rink over there. So
that's awesome.
But, you know, it's like there's going to be a new one going up in Flower Mound, you know, so.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. As long as the Stars keep building them, I mean, you know, the kids are going to keep playing.
True. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's a baseball thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a baseball thing. But, you know, we're fine with hockey. You know, it's not quite like watching paint dry. So I hate watching baseball on TV. It is absolutely the most boring sport in the world to watch on TV.
My sister and her boyfriend invited me to a Rangers game in 2010, right? I said, all right, let's go. You know what I did? I didn't watch the baseball game at all. I took my nephew and we roamed the stadium. We even went to the pro shop just to see what was up. But we didn't watch the game at all.
We've lived here for since 2014 and we've been to one baseball game. That was only because, and that was just since last year. So they were playing good. My wife's nephew and wife came into town and they're like, oh, you know, they're big baseball fans and they're trying to go to, you know, all the different baseball stadiums and everything. So they wanted to go to the Rangers game. And so we went and, I mean, it was nice. It was fun. I can watch it more at the game than I can on TV. So
makes sense.
Because, you know, it's just, like I said, it's boring after, you know, I played for 10, 11 years, you know, from time I was little till I was like, you know, 15, 16 years old. And it was, you know, I love playing it, but yeah, it's just boring. I try to sit there and pick the sport apart and it's like, okay, I'm not that good, but I can still recognize what's going on and, you know, where they made mistakes and, you know, so, but
that's awesome.
Unlike hockey that I can't play at all. I can barely skate, you know, so I'm just in awe of watching these guys do it and going, damn, how do they do that? You know, you know, all I can do is tell them, shoot the damn puck more. You know, quit passing, looking for that pretty pass. You know, especially when you're not at home, you don't have a crowd to impress. You know, just score a goal.
Amen to that. I've been there, done that too, every day.
That's like, even the game last night, there was a pass that came to Miro and I just knew he was going to tee it up and hammer it and he passed it. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, y'all are already losing. Shoot the damn puck, you know?
See, that kind of goes into killer instinct to me.
Yeah.
Like, they have a killer instinct, yes, but is it all the way there? No.
Well, it's like, there were so many blocked shots last night. I think Tampa blocked almost 30 shots last night. I think it was 26, 27, somewhere in that range. They blocked a lot of shots, you know. So they were shooting, they just weren't getting through, you know. So it was just like, oh, my God, you know.
I mean, if you can continue to shoot, though, you can get everybody dropping.
Yeah. Well, they stung a few last night. They definitely, I forgot who it was that he caught one like mid-thigh. And that one looked like it stung him.
Oh, no.
But.
That's crazy. Well, all right, man. Predictions for Florida before we head off?
3-2, Dallas.
Ooh, who's your goal scorers?
Wyatt. I think Sagan will get one. And I think Pavs is going to start another streak.
I dig it. I'll second your 3-2. 3-1.
Okay.
We'll go Johnston, we'll go Pavs, and we'll go Rupe. And then I don't know why Barkov is kind of gnawing at the back of my brain, but I feel like Barkov's going to be the one goal.
Yeah, could be. Because it seems like they've had a problem with those defensemen putting in those long shots and getting to it.
Mm. And you're going to see more of it tomorrow night. Or tonight, depending on when you're listening.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, nice little fun stretch of games. important to say the least.
It's important stretch of games. They need to get back into the winning, get back into the rhythm of, you know, scoring again. And, you know, it was nice to see 8 goals, but, you know, I don't need to see that every night.
So it dried up real quick, didn't it?
Yeah, dried up real quick, you know, 2 nights later, so.
All right, man. Well, I won't keep you any longer. So thank you for your time. And BS3 Network, you know, we always got to thank you for your time on the site, letting us talk hockey. Thank you for letting my friends join the show. And on that note, Weldon, are we out of here?
We're out of here, man.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. And hopefully you'll come on again this week, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we can
do something this weekend after the Vegas game on Saturday, maybe Sunday or something. And so,
oh heck yeah, I'm there.
So, all right, man. Well, you have a good rest of the week, and go Stars. We'll see if we can get 2 more wins. Then they come back home.
Can't wait. And you have yourself a good rest of your week as well.
All right.
Thanks again. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Go Stars.
Go Stars. See ya.
See ya.